And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The president is delivering on his promise to hold nations accountable for bankrolling Putin's war machine by essentially doubling tariffs on India to 50% after the country continued purchasing Russian oil for profit. The additional new 25% tariff is expected to take effect in 21 days. And if Russia doesn't reach a peace deal by the end of the week, India could face even steeper penalties under Trump's threatened 100% secondary tariff. And the economic boom under the president continues as Apple announced another $100 billion investment in American manufacturing, bringing their total U.S. commitment to $600 billion over 4 years. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn has officially launched her gubernatorial campaign, promising to make the volunteer state America's conservative leader. Fresh off her second Senate term and emerging as one of the president's closest allies, Blackburn isn't shy about her agenda: deport illegal aliens, whether it takes planes, trains, or starships, and define our boys and girls the way God made them. Meanwhile, leftist agitators showed their true colors at the National Conservative Student Conference in D.C., attempting to silence Education Secretary Linda McMahon with coordinated disruption tactics. As McMahon discussed education policy with former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, nearly a dozen hidden Bluetooth speakers suddenly blared circus music and recorded insults calling her a corrupt billionaire. The president's not backing down from cleaning up Washington as he announced that he may be deploying the National Guard if the city can't control its violent crime epidemic. The president's consideration comes after a government staffer was brutally beaten while defending a woman during an attempted carjacking. Two juveniles have been arrested, but Trump's message is clear. This has to be the best-run place in the country, not the worst. And Health Secretary RFK Jr. delivered a massive blow to Big Pharma's mRNA gravy train, canceling $500 million in vaccine development contracts after determining the technology poses more risks than benefits. Kennedy explained what many suspected all along, that mRNA vaccines only code for a small part of the viral protein, meaning one mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective. Finally, New York City's Department of Education somehow spent $745,000 at a single Caribbean restaurant in 2025, apparently supporting minority businesses. Fusion East went from $5,300 in orders in 2022 to $750,000 last year. The owner coincidentally serves on the mayor's Small Business Advisory Commission and Veterans Advisory Board, though he denies his political connections played any role. Sure they didn't. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.